Mothers, are the children present?
Fine. So here's Uncle Lumpy, all ready with New Orleans story. Orly and the Cap. Uncle Lumpy?
Well, now, once upon a time, little old Orly and his friend Dingle Jolly was playing around the attic, and they seen an old trunk away over in the corner. They opened it up, and inside was some buckskin shirts and butternut breeches and an old coonskin cap. And Dingle, he says,
"Well, good, Orly. Let's play pioneers of this year's stuff."
Well, Orly, he says, "Well, I've got to ask my ma if it was kin first," so they're taking it downstairs to ask her. Well, now, she told them it had belonged to Orly's great-great-grandpappy, and if they was real careful, they could wear them. So they went out in the yard and started putting them on. Orly, he put on the coonskin cap, and he no sooner got it on his head than funny things started happening. First thing, the big red barn and the hog shed and the chicken coop started to fade away. And all of a sudden, they was gone. Then the big trees started shooting up in the pasture and out in the fields. And then the road faded away and grass grew where it had been. Then the fences all rolled up and disappeared. And last of all, Orly's house started getting littler. It got smaller and smaller, and finally there was nothing but a little log cabin sitting there and a little clearing in a big forest. Dingle, he looked at Orly and he says,
What happened?
And Orly, he says, there's the creek still there and the big old oak tree and them two little hills. Say now, I bet you this is the way our farm looked when great-great-grandpappy first come here before he cleared the trees to make fields. Do you suppose that maybe he's around here somewhere? Well, sir, they went up to the cabin, and I gone as there's a note on the door. It said that gone to the store, we'll be back in a month. And Dingle says,
does it take him a month to go to the store?
And Orly says, my pa said it used to be the closest store around here was 200 miles away, and they had to go on horseback, so they only went twice a year, just to get tools and cloth and things they couldn't raise or build. Well, sir, they went into the cabin, and Dingley says,
"Hey, Orly, I'm thirsty. Where you suppose the faucet's at?"
And Orly, he says, "We ain't got a faucet yet. You got to wait about 100 years till they're invented, so maybe you better get a drink out of the creek like the rest of us pioneers." Well, then Dingley got hungry, and he says,
"Where you suppose there's the shredded wheat and the bread and jam and the icebox for some milk?"
And Orly, he says,
"Didn't invent shredded wheat yet. We ain't even heard of an icebox. I reckon we better go pick us some wild strawberries."
So off they went into the woods. They found a lot of nice berries, and they was eating them and a-talking when all of a sudden they heard a noise, and they looked up, and there's a whole bunch of Indians all painted up and a-waving tomahawks and a-pointing bows and arrows at them. My gun, as Orly and Dingle was sure scared, and they lit out of there like two streaks of strawberry jam. The Indians were chasing them. Well, sir, they beat the Indians to the cabin, and they went inside and barred the door, and Dingle, he says,
Orly, I'm scared. Let's call our paws to come and get us. Where at the telephone at?
And Orly, he says, it ain't invented yet. All we can do is holler. And then he thunk a minute, and he says,
"Oh, goodness, our paws ain't even born yet. I wish I was home."
Well, sir, just then one of the Indians shot an arrow through the window and it hit the old coonskin cap. And it knocked it right off Orly's head. And the minute it was off, there was a big noise. And Orly and Dingle found themselves out in the front yard in front of Orly's house. The trees was gone, the cabin was gone, and the Indians was gone. And Orly, he says, "I guess that'll learn me to take my cap off in the house." Yep, that's all. In the American zone of occupation.